Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio at the Berlinale Film Festival at the European Film Market on the occasion of the industry debates. My name is Angela Cherry and I'm here with Marcus Hu of Strand Releasing. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Marcus, you were one of the panelists of the debate about why diversity is important in the film industry. And you are running Strand Releasing since how many years?
1989. Next year is our 30th anniversary.
So, since a pretty long time, actually. And you were one of the first and most important U.S. distributors for independent cinema and LGBT cinema. So you know what we're talking about. How is the industry and that specific market going so far?
Well, I mean, I have to say, in all honesty, it has changed a lot. The landscape of LGBTQ cinema has shrunk in terms of the independent scene. I mean, you occasionally have these bigger films. I mean, Brokeback Mountain was one that got large exposure, or The Kids Are All Right. But those are ones with major stars and the roles, and it goes out on a broad kind of like expansion in the U.S. market. But, you know, the smaller independent films, the films like The Living End, or Swoon, or Go Fish, or Paris is Burning, those are far and few between now, these days. And that's basically because the landscape has changed for theatrical. Those kinds of films, now if they're made, or if they're made available, you find them on Netflix, you find them on Amazon, and they're not getting that kind of theatrical exposure. But it's not just the LGBTQ films. It's independent films in general. It's the foreign films in the marketplace. They aren't finding a theatrical kind of market at all because the younger audiences have, you know, they just don't go to theaters and they just watch these kinds of films online now. So it's really kind of diminished the kind of exposure we used to have for what was once, first you would have your theatrical, then your ancillary life, and it's completely changed now. So there is no real theatrical for a lot of these movies. In fact, you find that a lot of the foreign films that are at the Cannes and the Berlin Film Festival, they have very little life nowadays. And, you know, you look in New York now, and you see the closure of the Sunshine Theater. You see the closure of the Lincoln Plaza. These are the mainstays that used to be where people would actually see films of cultural importance. All that's lost now.
So only festivals stay to do this kind of job.
Yes. I would tell you that, you know, and it's hard to kind of figure the economics of it. If these films don't sell anymore, if there aren't buyers, you know, it's going to dry up, and who knows what's going to happen. Now that Netflix and Amazon have now kind of shown that they have lost interest in the foreign films, it's like, I don't know how distributors these days in the U.S. market, I can't speak for, like, France, but I do know that, you know, I speak to French distributors, because it's terrible, and I know that it's hard for us. I don't know how it is in Italy. I mean,
it's basically the same, plus the fact that we are far less screens compared to the number of movies that are released. Mm-hmm. So the lifetime of a movie is like 2 weeks, yeah, if you are lucky.
Yeah. So, you know, you look at a movie like Beats Per Minute. You know, it's a gay French film. It got great notices. It was the actual French entry for the Oscars. You know, a movie like that 10, 20 years ago would have done very well. In fact, here in the U.S., it performed so badly, and even though it was the French entry for the Oscars, it played in maybe theaters for a week, if that, in a few markets, and nowhere near the expansion it used to be. So I would say, you know, it probably performed at about 10% of what it would have performed 10 years ago.
Well, this is pretty sad, yeah, but we have to deal with that.
Yeah. And we all, I mean, everyone's adapting. Instead, now we maybe have our premiere on Netflix or Amazon, or we do get that old theatrical, but the ideas of having it run in a theater for, you know, 2 months, that's gone.
It's gone.
That kind of culture of talking about films and seeing it projected and seeing it in a community, that's gone. So what we have left are, if you're talking about the gay films, the gay film festivals, there are still many gay festivals across the country in the U.S., and I assume that that's the case too in Europe?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, plenty. Well, yeah. In Germany especially, but around Europe there are like at least 50 good ones.
Yeah.
Major,
so
like,
that still provides the community the kind of seeing the film in a kind of unified experience, which is really important.
Listen, you were talking the other day at the panel about what is the Academy doing in terms of diversity of gender, let's call it gender defense, mm-hmm. in terms inside of the movie industry, both production-wise and film-wise. Mm-hmm. And you are part of this.
Yeah.
Actions. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us something about it?
Well, you know, I've been on the A2020 initiative for the Academy, which was to raise membership levels in the Academy to equal, so that there would be equal women to men, that we would do outreach to get more diversity, racially, LGBT, to be more conscious about it, to study the numbers, and to make sure by the year 2020 that we had accurate numbers that represented the world, not just within the industry, but we had something that resembled our culture. Mm. And I think that that is our initiatives, and we've been like really changing things in our membership. I know that we, in the wake of things that have gone on post Harvey Weinstein,
yes,
I know that we set out rules that we want people to abide by and our membership to abide by, that, you know, there's not going to be any improper conduct. I know that we are striving with our internship programs to look for more diversity, to help nurture young new talent, to go out in the field and look for young people of color, look for LGBT, and to bring them into the industry and help them find what they want to do and how they can be part of our industry.
This, I think, came out from the Oscar So White,
yes.
campaign,
mm-hmm.
and the Me Too campaign now, mm-hmm. should be fostering this too. How do you think that this social events can actually affect your job in terms of getting to year 2020, to that mm-hmm. specific goal?
Well, I do think that, you know, in the era of so many people in the U.S. being distraught, angry, frustrated with Donald Trump, because he represents so much of all the problems, you know, sexism, racism, you know, I think that there's just a backlash. And now what we're looking for is more transparency, much more sharing of information, so that we are all on the same page about what is wrong culturally in our, not just in the U.S., but in the world.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I mean,
and not just in the film industry, it's every industry. And that's the problem,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I wouldn't want to just say, oh yeah, it's the film industry that has this. It's all industries. It's the entire world.
Yeah, but you know, the film industry is like the mirror of the major industry, and can be like an inspiration, let's call it, to what life can become.
Yeah.
Which are the activities that you put that you do for the A2020 thing in order to get this?
So, you know, what we do in our membership, we actually sit down as the executive committee sits down, and we look over rosters of people in the industry, and we look at, you know, people of color, and why hasn't this person been considered? And sometimes they haven't applied, or they didn't think they could become a member, or there's all these things. And we actually reach out to them and go, if you want to apply, would you like to apply?
Would you like? Would you mind?
Would you mind applying? Are you interested? We've had a couple of people say, no, I'm not interested. It's like, okay.
Really?
Yeah. We've had some major directors just say, yeah, no, I'm not interested in becoming a member. Mm. Or, you know, a writer who's not interested.
But all the guilds in America are part of that movement.
Yeah. Everyone. Everyone has jumped on board now to come up with rules and regulations within their own guilds. Mm-hmm. You see it in the Producers Guild. You see it in the Screen Actors Guild. You see it in the Academy. You know, and the Academy, we don't hire people. We are just an organization to help. You know, we, of course, we're famously known for the Oscars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the Academy, you know, we do so many things that we're trying to. We do educational grants. We do outreach like this, and it's called international inclusion, where we go out and we're bringing. What we want to do is bring panels to various countries and work with festivals in those countries, and bring our talent there. So not only are we telling them about what we do and how we do our things in our country, but we also take back from us. So say we go to Cuba, we find out their music, their culture, and how we can include it in our academy kind of programs and things like that. So it's a two-way street. It's not about what we can give to them. It's about what we can share with one another.
Yeah, all those other activities beside the Oscars are not that well known outside the U.S. Yeah. You should work on communicating.
We are. That's what we're trying to do. And, you know, we have a really, in our international inclusion program, we have Barry Jenkins is part of it. Michelle Satter from the Sundance Institute is part of it. Alan Poole, who is a producer in Six Feet Under. All of these represent the people on my committee, of which I'm the chair, but, you know.
And are you thinking also of including people outside of U.S., even if they can't because the American?
Yeah.
You can't.
Like, we have Nisan Sanjay, the writer of Belle, who lives in London, and, you know, she's able to call in. It's a little hard to do these conference calls when people are so, the time difference is so crazy. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, what time is it there? It's like, it's 2 a.m.
But you're working with it. And which are the next steps you're going to take?
Well, you know, for example, we're going to try to do an event in Cannes. We have an event in Morelia. We take invitations from festivals all across the world, and we read them and consider them, what kind of programs, and who can we offer our kind of expertise to. And that's what we're always trying to do. We're going to try to do more of an outreach to all festivals across the globe to bring more awareness to our programs and what we're trying to do with institutions, festivals, museums, you know, and the Academy is opening their museum in 2 years in Hollywood.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Marcus. Thank you for being with us. Marcus Hu from Strand Releasing. I'm Angela Cherby from the Berlinale for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.